One more question about suicide and changing destiny. Suicide is slightly different in the sense that suicide involves a conscious act of self-destruction. So we all are meant, we all are given a body and we are souls. The body is like our mind. And we are given this vehicle for a particular period of time. So if we destroy this vehicle before, then by the higher order of nature, we don't get a next vehicle. And we live in a disembodied state. So because we have free will, we can misuse the free will and destroy this vehicle before. Before the term, before its term is over. But say if somebody was supposed to live for 60 years and they live 25, they commit suicide. These laws are subtle, and so we can't simplistically reduce them to mathematics. But it's simply an example. So then, for the next 35 years, they have existed in a disembodied state. They are going to get the next vehicle, but that is at the age of after 60 years. So that disembodied existence is actually a state of great misery. Because that is what some people call as ghosts. Basically, ghost is a soul which doesn't have a body. So it's a state of ghosts are actually scary, but they are also themselves miserable. Because see, now there's a nice feast. But suppose somebody has a stomach upset. You can see everyone else eating, but they can't do it. So ghosts are like that. They can see everyone enjoying. But they have desire. I want to eat this delicacy. But I have no time to eat it. I have no body to enjoy it. So what do they do? So that state of misery is a result of their having prematurely destroyed their body. So destiny can't be avoided. So the destiny will get aggravated because now they did some further bad thing at that time. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Get your dinner also.
Can I bring you a plate?
I just need some food and I'll bring that later. Okay. You can get your dinner. If you want to talk more, you can come back.
Okay. Thank you so much.